Moments of Melody, the program to send you singing on your way.
Daniel Webster was especially impressed with the verse, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." He pointed out that Jesus did not say, "Send the children for lessons in morals to the school of the Pharisees, or to the unbelieving Sadducees, or to read the precepts and lessons inscribed on the garments of the Jewish priesthoods." But he opened at once to the youthful minds the everlasting fountain of living waters, the only source of eternal truth. The Lord Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." A little girl of 9 once greatly desired to unite with the church. She was told to her distress that she was too young. Afterward, she became seriously ill, and it seemed that she would die. When the pastor came to see her, she said with tear-dimmed eyes, "Jesus will understand, won't he? He'll know that I wanted to join the church and you wouldn't let me, won't he?" The pastor, overcome by her words, called the elders together and prayed that the child's life might be spared. Their petitions were granted, and as soon as she was able, she was taken into the number of the assembly. She proved her sincerity by a long life of faithful Christian service.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
We're going to open the Bible now to the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 10. Then they brought children to Jesus, asking him to touch them, and his disciples rebuked those who brought them. But Jesus was indignant at seeing this. "Let the children come to me," he said. "Do not keep them back. The kingdom of God belongs to those as these, I tell you truthfully. The man who does not welcome the kingdom of God like a child will never enter into it." And so he embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Children safely in? What have you done their souls to win? If you have failed, oh, now begin. Tell them of Christ and bring them in. The simple faith of a child is commended by Jesus as being the kind that finds heaven's favor. By what right do we then minimize these whom Christ receives?